Title: Accent Logic for Convincing Break Edits Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that instantly levels up your drum and bass drums, even if you barely know what you're doing in Ableton yet. Because here's the truth, in DNB and Jungle, a convincing break edit is not just about chopping a break on the grid, it's about recreating the accent logic of a real drummer. That means the groove has a hierarchy. Some hits are meant to lead, some are meant to answer, and a lot of the magic is tiny quiet stuff that you feel more than you hear. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-bar break edit that rolls properly, you'll have it set up in a drum rack, so you can control slices like a real kit, and you'll build it into a 16-bar phrase, so it feels like music, not a looping sample. Let's go. Step 0. Quick project setup so everything behaves like drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you want a safe starting point, pick 174. Create an audio track and drag in a classic break. Amen, think. Hot pants anything with personality. Don't overthink the choice. The method works on all of them. Click the clip, turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. This helps keep the punch when we slice, and keep the transient loop mode on forward for clean chops. The goal here is simple: when we chop, we don't want the break to smear or turn into mush. We want the transients to stay sharp. Now step 1. Slice the break to a drum rack, because this is the workflow that makes accent logic easy. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slicing preset, pick Built-in, Slice to Drum Rack, and for Slice By, choose Transients. If Ableton goes crazy and makes a million slices, undo and try slicing by 1/16 instead. For beginners, 1/16 is sometimes cleaner and less chaotic. At this point you should have a MIDI track with a drum rack full of your break slices. And this is why we did it. Each slice can now have its own velocity response, its own filter, its own saturation, its own envelope. That's how you make accents feel like performance, not just volume changes. Now step 2, understand what accent logic actually means in DNB. Most rolling drum and bass, especially anything break-driven, has three layers. First, anchors. These are the strong hits that define the groove, usually your main snare backbeats and your main kickish hits. Second, leading accents. These are hits that point into the snare. They create forward motion. If your break feels like it's pulling you along, it's usually because of these. Third, ghost notes. Very quiet hits, often ghost snares or tiny hats, that create movement and funk. They're not supposed to jump out. They're supposed to make the loop feel alive. A super beginner-friendly skeleton is the classic two-step feel. Kickish on beat 1, snare-ish on beat 2, kickish on beat 3, snare-ish on beat 4. But that skeleton is not the vibe. The vibe is what happens between those anchors. And a quick coach tip. Start thinking like a drummer with hands versus feet. When you slice a break, you're often mixing feet, like kick energy and hands, like snare and hat energy, inside the same rack. Feet hits tend to be more consistent in timing and usually don't have as much bright tonal variation. Hands hits have the wide dynamic range, loud cracks, soft ghosts, and tiny timing drift. If you want an easy workflow move, color code your MIDI notes, or even separate your thinking into two lanes while you program. It stops you from doing random accents on kick slices that make the groove feel wrong. Okay, step 3. Program a two-bar break edit using velocity tiers. This is the core of a whole lesson. Create a two-bar MIDI clip on your slice track. Now you can do this two ways. You can roughly match the rhythm of the original break, or you can build around a two-step skeleton and sprinkle slices in. Either is fine. We're focused on accent logic, not perfect transcription. Once you've got notes in, we're going to apply velocity tiers. Here's the system. Tier I is anchors. Put these around velocity 105 up to 127. In practice, your main snare backbeats usually live here, and your main kickish hits too. Tier B is support accents, around 80 to 105. These are hats, shuffles, extra hits that answer the groove, and some of your pre-snare pickups. Tier C is ghost notes, around 25 to 60. This is the tiny funk, ghost snares, little taps, stuff that gives motion without taking over. If you want a fast, practical move, do this. Select all notes and set them to about 85. Now you've got a flat starting point. Then manually push your anchor hits up to around 115 to 125, and then pull the ghosts down to around 35 to 50. When you look at the MIDI, you should see it clearly. Tall spikes for anchors, medium notes for groove, and tiny notes for ghosts. That visual is actually important. If everything is medium, it'll sound medium. If everything is huge, it'll sound like a robot drummer with no subtlety. Now, a reliable accent map you can apply to basically any two-bar break is this. The snare backbeats are always at the top of your dynamic hierarchy. Pre-snare pickups, one or two steps before the snare, get the second strongest emphasis. Everything else stays controlled unless it's clearly answering the snare or outlining the pattern. So if your clip feels messy, a really good reset is: lower the velocity of anything that isn't the backbeat snare or obviously pointing toward it. Instantly cleaner, instantly more drummer. And here's another big musical trick: negative space. Beginners often fill every 1/16 because soloed, it sounds exciting. In a full track, that kills impact. So right before an important snare, beat 2 or beat 4, try removing one tiny ghost hat or shortening its decay. The snare will feel bigger without you turning it up. That's real arrangement energy, not just loudness. Cool. Step 4. Make accents sound different, not just louder. This is the part that makes your break stop sounding like MIDI and start sounding like performance. Because real drummers don't just hit harder. Harder hits are brighter. Sometimes shorter. Sometimes snappier. The tone changes. We'll do that with Ableton stock tools. Option A is using the MIDI velocity device per slice. Click a snare slice pad in the drum rack. On that chain, add MIDI effects, velocity, before the simpler. Turn random off for now. Then try adding drive, something like plus 10 to plus 25. Keep out high at 127, and set out low around 10 to 20. What this does is shape how your programmed velocities translate into the sample's response. It's like giving that pad a better dynamic curve. Option B, and honestly this is the big one. Tie velocity to brightness with simpler. On that same slice pad, open simpler. Turn on the filter. Choose an LP24 filter type. Set the frequency somewhere like 6 to 12 kHz. Dart around 9 kHz. Keep resonance low, around 0.2 to 0.4. Now map velocity to filter frequency so harder hits open the filter more. The exact amount depends on the break, but you want this feeling. Quiet ghosts are darker and tucked back. Loud hits are brighter and cut forward. If you've ever felt like your accents sound like volume automation, this fixes it fast. Because it's a tonal change, not just level. And if you want an extra realism tweak, harder hits are often brighter and shorter. So on busy hat or snare ghost slices, try slightly reducing release and simpler. If the break starts smearing or sounding facey, it's often tail overlap. Shorter release, or shorter MIDI note lengths, cleans that up without removing the groove. Now step 5. Micro timing. Don't quantize everything. DNB breaks often have a push-pull feel. Tiny amounts. If you lock everything to the grid, it loses the roll. 2 beginner safe methods. Method 1. Groove pool. Open groove pool. Drag in a groove like swing 16-65 for subtle swing, or one of the MPC 16 swing grooves. Apply it to your MIDI clip. Set timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity groove amount very low, like 0 to 10%, because we already designed our accent tiers and we don't want the groove to mess them up. Random around 0 to 5%. Method 2. Manual nudges, which is very DNB and very effective. Push some hats and shuffles slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Keep the main snare fairly tight, maybe plus 0 to plus 6 milliseconds. Sometimes slightly late makes it feel heavier. Keep the kickish hits tight too, around 0 to plus 4 milliseconds. The goal is roll without mess. If it starts sounding sloppy, back it off. Now step 6. Glue the edit so it feels like one drummer. Once slices have different dynamics and tone, you want light bus processing to unify them. On the drum rack track, add drum bus. Try drive around 3 to 8. Crunch low, like 0 to 20%. Boom off and off for breaks, unless you really want it. And transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 if you want more snap. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just a little glue, not a smash. Optional EQ8. High pass around 30 to 50 Hz to remove rumble. And if it bites your face, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. One warning, if you crank distortion too early, you'll flatten the dynamic work you just did. Accents need dynamic arrange to feel like accents. Now step 7, arrangement. Make it feel like DNB, not a loop. Turn your 2-bar clip into a 16-bar phrase. Here's a classic structure. Bars 1 to 4, main loop, stable. Bars 5 to 8, add a couple extra ghost notes or a little hat accent. Not more everything, just a touch. Bars 9 to 12, add a small turnaround edit. A tiny stutter, or an extra pickup into the snare. Bars 13 to 16. Bigger variation or a fill into the next section. Easy fill ideas that stay believable. A half bar snare double near the end. First hit around velocity 90, second hit around 120, and make the second one brighter using that velocity to filter mapping. Control doubles without machine gun. A one bar roll using 1/16 slices, but keep tiered velocities. Do not make every hit 127. Try a ramp like 45 to 75 to 110 leading into the snare. That reads like a drummer leaning in. A tiny reverse. Duplicate a snare slice. Reverse it. Fade it in and place it right before the snare. You can also use beat repeat very subtly. Put it on a return track or automate it only for fills. Try interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 5 to 15%, 840 to 70%. The key is subtle. You want oh nice not what just happened. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these are the big beginner traps. If everything is the same velocity, it's instantly robotic. If ghost notes are too loud, the groove turns into clutter. Ghosts should be felt, not heard. If you overquantize, you lose push-pull. If there is no tonal change with accents, it sounds like you're just turning things up and down. If you overslice, you get unstable groove and weird tails. And if you smash the bus too hard early on, you flatten the very dynamics that make the break convincing. Now quick pro-leaning tips for darker, heavier DNB, still using stock tools. Parallel smash. Create a return track with drum bus, saturator, and a compressor. Saturator on analog clip with drive around 6 to 12. Compress pretty hard. Fastish attack like 1 to 3 milliseconds, 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Then send your break lightly into it. This keeps your accents but adds density and attitude. Accent the lead into the snare for menace. Add a slightly louder pre-snare hit on the 1/16 before beat 2 or beat 4. Make it tier B, then keep the snare itself tier A. That pull into the snare is pure roller's energy. And if the break gets harsh, don't kill it with a massive low pass. Instead, control it. A small dip around 4 to 7 kHz during the loudest sections, or a tiny bit of auto filter to darken the full break in dense moments. Okay, mini practice exercise. 10 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.